Welcome to Global One Media Stocks to Watch. I'm Michael Suido. I'm speaking today with Sophie Caesar. She's the head of corporate development at Canadian North Resources. They're focused on the critical minerals that are needed for the clean energy and high-tech industries. Sophie, great to see you again. Welcome back to the show.
Hi, Michael. Nice to see you.
Your company has announced a share buyback program. It's now underway, and it's going to run until April of next year. In Canadian parlance, it's officially called a normal course issuer bid. So I'm curious, what was the motivation behind launching the share buyback scheme and why do it now?
So this NCIB reflects our confidence in the strength and value of Canadian North Resources. So by repurchasing these shares through this bid, we can optimize our capital structure. We truly believe that the stock is currently undervalued. If we just look at recent news, we've increased our total resource by 172% and our open pit potential by 135%. That, along with the recent metallurgical testing showing a promising outlook for a low capital cost development option, objectively speaking, if we look at these milestones, this would normally be reflected in a higher share price.
Generally speaking, investors love share buybacks. They often give a company's share price a boost. Fill us in on the details of the plan.
Yes, of course. So as you mentioned, we announced it on April 5th that we'd be doing this buyback. And it runs from April 10th to April 9th of 2025. So we intend to purchase approximately 5% of the outstanding issued CNRI shares, common shares, over the next 12 months. And currently we have over just over 114 million total outstanding shares, which approximately 69 million of that is free trading and the rest are either escrowed or restricted. So through this program, we have the opportunity to repurchase our shares at prices we believe are attractive and signaling to investors our belief in the long-term potential of the company.
So you mentioned price. I'm just curious, has your company set any particular share price or a range at which they're going to buy back the shares?
That's a great question. So no, what we're going to do is we're going to be looking to the market, see the availability of the shares in terms of volume, and then buying them back at a price that we feel is competitive and attractive.
Great. If we take a step back, what message would you like shareholders and future investors to take away from this announcement, from the share buyback plan?
The message that shareholders should take away is a message of confidence in Canadian North Resources' future. This share buyback initiative underscores the board's belief in our long-term potential, as well as showcasing their dedication to delivering returns to investors. By repurchasing these shares, we're demonstrating the confidence that we have in the Ferguson Lake resource, which, as I've said before, we believe is the largest undeveloped resource of its kind in North America.
Fantastic. Buying back shares, though, it's not free. It costs money. So I'm curious, how does your company plan to balance the share buyback with other priorities like exploration and development?
So the NCIB is just one component of our comprehensive capital allocation strategy. While we're prioritizing investment in exploration and development at Ferguson Lake, we also recognize the importance of returning capital to shareholders when appropriate. So we're approaching this in a disciplined manner, ensuring that we allocate capital that optimizes value while maintaining that financial flexibility to further our exploration development.
All right. Well, shareholders certainly like when capital is returned to them, when it helps boost the share price. That's definitely good for investors. Speaking of that project at Ferguson Lake and looking ahead, what's on your company's calendar right now? Any new strategic developments that you think we should be aware of?
So, you know, we've said this often. We're currently exploring options of doing a PA or pre-feasibility study. We're doing gap analysis to look at all this information that we've gathered and all that historical information that we have and what's needed to begin those steps for the study. We've also applied for a critical minerals infrastructure grant from the federal government in order to start assessing various options to access the site from CLINK communities. We're going to be continuing our environmental assessments, and we do plan on opening the camp later this spring with the goal of continuing to increase the resource.
All right, awesome. I'm really curious to hear about how that grant application goes, as well as the other studies. Appreciate you walking us through the share buyback plan. Really interesting to hear. I'd say it's certainly a vote of confidence by your company's board in the company stock, and we'll be watching closely in the months ahead to see how this plays out.
Well, thank you, Michael. We're really excited. So the best advice I can give is just keep your eye on us.
Awesome. We've been speaking with Sophie Caesar from Canadian North Resources, and you've been watching Global One Media Stocks to Watch. I'm Michael Suedo.